I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. Bethlehem is preparing for another somber Christmas under the shadow of war in Gaza. Manger Square lacked its usual festive lights and crowds of tourists on Tuesday. Instead, the area outside the Nativity Church was quiet. The church built atop the spot where Jesus is believed to have been born. The mayor of Bethlehem is Anton Salmon.
We didn't decorate the city and we didn't light it, the Christmas tree. And we want to focus on the reality of the situation of the Palestinian people.
Still no decision on whether or not to allow Nippon Steel to buy U.S. steel, as an important deadline has come and gone. Details now from the AP's Donna Warder.
The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has failed to reach a consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed acquisition of U.S. steel by Nippon Steel of Japan. Monday was the deadline for the committee to either approve the deal, recommend that President Joe Biden block it, or extend the review process. The White House says Biden has 15 days to reach a final decision. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. citizen Eugene Spector has been sentenced to 15 years in jail by a Russian court in a closed-door trial. All this according to the Russian news agency TASS. Born in Russia, Spector moved to the U.S. when he was young and was already serving a prison sentence in Russia on a bribery conviction when he was charged with espionage. The details of those charges have not been made public. This is VOA News. South Korea's main opposition party said Tuesday it will seek to impeach acting leader Han Duck-soo after he missed an opposition set deadline to approve independent investigations into impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol and his wife. If it happens, Han's impeachment would further deepen South Korea's political turmoil. In Syria, the United Nations team that investigates war crimes says it's received a receptive welcome by the country's new authorities. The AP's Charles de la Desma says that will help it to investigate Bashar Assad's regime.
The visit, led by Robert Pettit, head of the International Impartial and Independent Mechanism for Syria, was the first since the organization was established by the UN General Assembly in 2016. It was created to assist in evidence gathering and prosecution of individuals responsible for possible war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide since Syria's civil war began in 2011. Pettit highlighted the urgency of preserving documents and other evidence before it's lost.
The AP's Charles de la Desma reporting. An engine room explosion sank a Russian cargo ship called Ursa Major in the Mediterranean Sea between Spain and Algeria. Two of its crew members are still missing. The Russian Foreign Ministry said on Tuesday the ship was headed to Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. Kenya is planning to use IVF to save its rare white rhino from extinction. Only two females, Najin and Fatu, remain in the world and are housed in Kenya's Olpeshta Conservancy. Isaac Likolu is head of veterinary and capture services at the Kenya Wildlife Service.
Be able to get northern white rhinos being born from these kind of techniques, either through the in vitro fertilization and also the embryo transfers. So if you get the offsprings, it will go a long way in showing us that we can be able to save different species in the world, not only in Kenya. But the success in this will tell us that we are able to look into the future of other species.
Now, rhinos have a life expectancy of 35 to 40 years in the wild, but Najin is 34 and Fatu is 24, so time is running out to save this iconic species. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.